Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Oh, yeah. Why you coughing?
Sorry.
She's been coughing all day and blowing her nose and sneezing in the camera, yeah. And the whole thing. It's just gross.
I'm a disaster. March and April. Maybe May.
Gross.
A quarter of the year, you're a disaster.
Maybe May. It depends on how long this goes.
You know. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah.
So you had your kids at the pool the other day. Was the water cold,
Lindsay? Yes.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Mm-hmm. I had to think how cold it was. Yeah, their lips were blue. They were like, this is the best day of my life.
Was that at a friend's house? Yeah. Or was it in the neighborhood?
Friend's house.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't think the neighborhood pools are open yet until Labor Day. Memorial Day is usually when they open up.
But, you know, I'm the girl that already messaged the club, our country club manager, asking to open it early for my daughter's birthday. He's like, I don't know if we can get it inspected in time. I'm like, let me know. I'm that girl.
Wow.
Yeah. I never thought I'd be here.
So how early would it have to be?
So.
Oh, she froze up.
Yeah.
May 17th. Did I freeze?
Yeah.
I already sent out the invitation, so it better be inspected by May 17th. That's her birthday party.
So he agreed to it?
Yeah. He was like, if it passes inspection, which we always do, that's what he said.
Yeah.
We're good to go. I was like, awesome. But he said, now it is a new company that's coming in to inspect it. And I'm like, oh Lord. So, you know, I might've jumped the gun.
I thought he would tell you to go pound sand.
No,
we can't just open up the whole neighborhood pool for one family.
Yeah. I do have, nobody really knows me or whatever at the club, but they do know my husband very well. So That could have been the end.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody loves him.
I got you.
Well, this is the only time I appreciate him golfing, like every day of his life. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Hey, can you do me just a small favor?
Yeah.
In the neighborhood pool.
At least a week early.
Well, and here's the best part. I didn't ask for pricing. Oh. Should have done that. I just got the pricing last night. Wow. I mean, I called Kyle. He's out of town. I called him and I said, hey, I just want to let you know, this is going to be pricey. He was like, well, why didn't we ask before? I'm like, because she wants a pool party. She's five. It's a big birthday.
It is huge.
Oh.
Yeah. So $1,000. Yeah. 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 Food included.
Yeah.
For 45 people. It's a steal. Okay.
45 people.
Yeah. Adults.
Yeah.
Kids. The kids are bringing their siblings, or the parents are bringing siblings. It's a whole thing, but worth it, right?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I guess so. Everything's relative, right?
Oh my God. And what happens if it's raining?
Yeah. That's going to be tough. That's going to be a tough pill to swallow.
And then Kyle's like, why didn't we ask what the price was?
Yeah. He said, well, we're going to have to talk about this. I said, I already sent out the invitation. He was like, Lindsay.
Man.
Here we are. Poor
guy. I mean, just working his ass off.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
But you know what I said? I'll pay for it. You know what I said? I'll pay for it. Right. I got a job.
And then he say, okay.
Yeah, he was like, fine.
Good.
See, that's the thing, though.
Gotcha.
My wife used to do that when we first got married and we didn't have much money and she was a dental assistant. And whatever she wanted, she'd say, well, I'll just take it out of my check. I'll just take it out of my check. And I go, where is your check going normally?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
In the account, in our account. Because, I mean, we didn't have separate bank accounts or separate money. So I was like, so what comes out of my check is our, you know, when sure. I get paid, it's our check. But when you get paid, it's your check.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm the one that handles the money. So I know you don't know anything about it.
Yeah,
okay. She got you on that one. It's true.
Well, I know
she handles the money, and you don't know anything about it. That is true.
I know that it doesn't make sense. You might as well just say, okay, well, we can afford that, or yeah, I'm just going to do it. Don't say you're going to take it out of my check when that means nothing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I get what you're saying.
Now, we have friends who have separate bank accounts and stuff that are married, and if one of them says, "I'll pay for this," then it really is. They're paying for it. The other one says, husband says, I'll pay for this. It's separate money.
Yeah.
But not us.
Yeah.
Right. You know, what I make was ours and what she made was hers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. What's mine is mine. What's yours is also mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So you need to start your own account then, Lindsay.
Oh, I've got my own account.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then just live off of that.
Let's not get crazy. Let's not get crazy. That's my spending money.
Right.
A little walking around money.
Spending money. Hey, what is other money for spending? What is spending money?
Yeah. That's my birthday money. Kids' birthday money.
Exactly. I got this for my birthday.
He actually didn't say fine. He's still mad about it because... it's silly.
Yeah.
To him.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, he just doesn't understand how big of a birthday 5 is. I mean,
real milestone.
It's a big birthday.
For 45 people. I mean, it's like the inauguration all of a sudden.
Are they going to leave the pool open the rest of the week up until the time that they would have opened it? Or they're just going to make an arrangement for you? And then shut it back down until the official opening day.
Well, I found out that swim team starts the next week on Monday. So I'm sure they're just going to leave it open. Like, don't act like you're doing me a favor. Like, you're doing, thank you. But also, it's got to be inspected by that next day.
Yeah, but is this a normal procedure that they are available for? One person renting out the entire pool?
I bet it's not. I don't know. It's a, they need to, they're going to make some money.
In the middle of the summer, you know, on a Saturday, nobody else in the neighborhood can go swimming because they got a birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see how they would like that.
This is before the pool even opens.
I know, but I'm just saying, are they going to do that? Is that a thing that they normally offer?
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like my kid can't do it.
Right. Where do they come up? I mean, do they already have that price? Okay. If you want to do that, when people do that, they pay $1,000 or whatever. Yeah. Or they just say, how much are we even going to charge her for that? We've never done it before.
How about 1,000?
We'll split it.
Yeah.
I think what you could do is just rent like cabanas and this is the price for that. But luckily I'll just have the whole pool.
Yeah. Okay.
Make sure those 5-year-olds get cabanas.
Yeah.
Poolside cabanas. That's great. Yeah. That's amazing stuff right there.
And virgin daiquiris and pina coladas.
You bet.
Yeah. What if it's real cold? What if it's raining? I've thought about all this stuff.
Yeah. It could easily be cold.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably will be.
So then I guess you just use the clubhouse?
No. No. I don't think that's part of the deal.
Well, then they would end up at your house then, right?
Yeah, we're going to have to think this one through a little bit more, but I already signed the deal. So.
Oh, yeah. So in other words, think it through as you know, you just have to come up with a rain plan or whatever. Yeah.
Right, right. You can rent tents.
Yeah. Well, then have them throw that in there.
Sure.
Yeah. Another grand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure. I hear renting the tents is very expensive.
Of course it is.
Love this, Lindsay. I love this for you. Happy birthday, Delilah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I deserve it.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
Make your company part of the new radio explosion. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.